See, what's the environment like for a group of people who are gripped by a call that they can stop and say, I think this is what God is asking me to do? The first thing I've noticed about the atmosphere, the environment, is that there is an atmosphere of excitement. What would happen if this happened? How many of us, when we go to church on Sunday, to the most powerful thing in our week, are walking in there going, this is going to be powerful? For many of us who are walking in, and if we're truthful, we're stopping and going, I need to do this because I've got to fulfill this obligation. How do you measure atmosphere? You measure it by the talk, you measure it by attendance, you measure it by the enthusiasm and the positivity of people. Because the second thing that I've learned about the atmosphere or the environment of a group of people that are called is that people are joy-filled. And what do I mean by joy? I'm not talking about laughter, happiness, even though that's part of it. Joy is this deep sense of, this is what God has called me to. This is my direction. This is where I'm meant to be. And there's that contentment that's within you. And funnily enough, you meet people of deep joy, the circumstances around their life and their family and the environments where they are can be absolutely turbulent, but there's a deep joy within them. If we don't do things occasionally to spruce up our spiritual life, like go to a conference, read a spiritual book, spend regular time talking to God, it doesn't take much to become ordinary. Why do things become familiar? Well, sometimes because they lose their enthusiasm, it's sometimes because of failure and disappointments. I could write a book on my failures, and I could write certainly a couple of books on my disappointments. Things that I wanted to work that haven't worked. Things that I thought should be successful and weren't successful. And the reality is, if you're not careful, failure and disappointment, which is part of everybody's journey, can rob our enthusiasm to be committed to the things that God has called us to do. And yet, our failures and our disappointments, if we are open to God, can be the very vehicles through which God can purify us, that God can work in our lives to help us become the men and the women that we are. Another reason people become bored or they lose their enthusiasm is because of the busyness of life. And what I mean by the busyness of life is most of the successful people I know are very busy. I'm talking about so busy that the basic things of reflection, the basic things of refreshment that keeps your perspective true, of being able to go back and look again at the things that you believe God has called you, that people are too busy for the basics. Another thing that causes us to lose enthusiasm is this whole idea of distractions, that we can become distracted from the very thing that we're meant to do. God says to us, I want you to do this, and along the way we find other good things and we find ourselves distracted. Distractions can take us away from being the men and women that God calls us to be, and distractions can take a group and cause a group not to be and achieve what it's meant to achieve.